The Arizona Opera presented an impressively sung 2013-14 season of five operas in two venues. I was only able to see three of the operas, and of the productions I saw, Wagner's The Flying Dutchman, Puccini's La Bohème, and Verdi's La Traviata, I wasn't impressed with the rather boringly staged productions and the mediocre sets and costumes, but I was amazed at the fine opera singers the company used, who did justice to the great musical roles and acted the drama with enough skill that no productions were laughable. I wish I had been able to see the other two productions, Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore and Donizetti's Don Pasquale, both comic operas. Of the three operas I saw, the most impressive musically was Wagner's The Flying Dutchman, an opera of unusual musical demands that was sung by fine singers and played beautifully by the always excellent opera orchestra. The production featured the orchestra on stage, and the opera was sung on the stage apron using limited movement, so it focused on the music. The fine singers sang Wagner's score with a fervor that gave the music passion and dramatic personality. This opera played three performances in as many days, using the same singers without the usual alternative singers for the middle performance. Conductor Joseph Resigno got the masterful orchestra to play the demanding score with remarkable precision. The two standard operatic works I saw, La Bohème and La Traviata, were also brilliantly sung, and in La Bohème's case was stunningly acted. La Bohème's well-worn story was beautifully presented and sung with an ardent fervor. The same cannot be said of La Traviata, that used bland scenery and costumes all in shades of reds and blacks. Caitlin Lynch, who played La Traviata's Violetta, was too old for the role, and her voice lacked the soaring perfection required for this pivotal part. Andrea Graziani's the tenor playing Alfredo needed to take his eyes off the conductor occasionally, as it suggested a lack of experience with the role. No other lead during the season watched the conductor so closely. Alfredo's father, Giorgio, was excellently portrayed by Mark Walters, who sang beautifully and acted believably. Next season, Arizona Opera again presents a diverse season, including the world premiere of the first mariachi opera, Cruzar a la Cara de la Luna, followed by four standard operatic war horses, Rigoletto, Eugene Onegin, the Magic Flute, and the Daughter of the Regiment. Arizona Opera continues to evolve into an impressive regional opera company, something the company was not just a few seasons ago. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.